Okay, you're listening to Tamei Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Erevin, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to start at the two dots at the bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and we can dedicate this Ilei Nishmas Chana Frado Bas Avraham. The Daf Simon for Samach Zayin is sizzle, like a sizzling barbecue or something like that, and the Simon I'll post in the group. Okay, so we're from at the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Nachri Sheish Lo Pesach Arba Al Arba Pesuach Lebika. If you have a Nachri that has an so the Nachri is part of a Mavoi, right? So basically, you have a bunch of Jews living in a Mavoi, and there's one non-Jew. Now, as we have been learning, that will cause a problem if they don't do schiros with him, right? If they do not lease out his property, there's an iser. I mean, it's all iser derabanan, but there's an iser imposed on him, right? Because if there's at least two Jews, and we hold like Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov, then you cannot use that mavoi. You cannot carry in that mavoi. So, but let's say so they didn't do the schiros, but the nachri has a pesach arba al arba pesuach lebika. That he has his own personal exit that's at least 4x4 tefachim that opens up into a valley, meaning or really like an open space. So what this means is that he's not only able to get out of his little chatzer through the mavoi entrance, but he also has a back exit to a bika, to an open space. And so he has his own personal exit. So what do we say? And afilu machnisu motzi gemalim ukronos koliam kulo derech mavoi. And even if he constantly uses the much larger entrance he frequently uses it for his wagons and his camels, nevertheless, and meaning in the mavoi entrance, nevertheless, ein osar al b'nei mavoi. He does not aser the mavoi for all the Jews who live there, right? We can rely on this back exit taking precedence over the exit into the mavoi, and we say, oh, he's not one of the b'nei mavoi. He lives in his own little world because he has his own exit that he uses. Even if he frequents the exit in the mavoi when he has to bring his camels, when he has to bring his wagons there. My timer, why is that? Bepisra demechadle bahu nichale. Because the assumption is that with his personal exit, he has an exit that's special for him, that's better for him. People like their space. When you get into the, you'd rather get into the elevator that has nobody than the elevator that has somebody. You know, so this guy, To have to interact with everybody, he would rather have his own space. So yes, even if he has a 4x4 tefach exit in the back of his mavoi, we say he is not considered one of the b'nei mavoi because that's really his favorite exit to use. Even if he uses the larger mavoi exit when he has to for wagons and camels and things like that. So interesting halacha over there. Now let's investigate further. Ibayluhu. So they ask the following question. Pasuach lekarpaf mahu. Well, what if it is open to a karpaf? Meaning that it's not. So over here, I think the chiddush of the question is that it's not just a bika, but like I guess like a more open area, but it's open to a karpaf. So like a large backyard. Like area, we've learned about it. We spent a lot of time learning about a karpaf. It's actually been several months ago in Chav Gimel, Chav Dal, Chav Hey, talking about that. It was quite a while ago. The karpaf is like a big fenced in area, so it doesn't open up into a bika. So his backyard opens up. So his back exit opens up into this karpaf. Do we consider that enough that will make him no longer part like one of the b'nei mavoi? You still hear me? It tells me my connection is unstable. Yeah, okay, good. So what's the halacha? So mahu. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Ami Mishmei de Ulfana. Rav Nachman Bar Ami said in the name of Ulfana is not a person. Rashi says Shoshama Mirabo Uvirabo Mirabo. Ulpana means like Ulpan, like learning, teaching. So yes, he got it from the Masorah. Rav Nachman Bar Ami, turning over to Amud Beis. Afilu Pesuach LeKarpaf. Even if it is open up to a Karpaf, even so we consider that that Nachri to not be one of the Bnei Mavoi, that is better for him. Rashi says, Nicha le Beit Tvei, it's better for him to use that personal exit that goes into a Karpaf, De'ika Avira Tvei Mi Mavoi, because it's a much more spacious exit than the Mavoi. Ve'eno Oser al Bnei Mavoi, so he's not going to ask for the Bnei Mavoi because he's still happy with this. With this space, even though it's not a bikkah, it's not this big open area. It's fenced in, but still he's happy with this exit, and he's not one of the Bnei Mavoi. Okay. Rama v'Rav Yosef d'Amri Tarvayhu. Rama v'Rav Yosef d'Amri Tarvayhu. Nachri beis sasayim oser. So Rama and Rav Yosef both said that a nachri. So if it's a beis sasayim, meaning this karpaf, if it's the size of two seah, it's usser. He's considered one of the bnei mavoi. He's considered not to favor this exit, and therefore he's going to usser their ability to carry in the mavoi on Shabbos. Yoser me beis sasayim. However, if this open space in the back. His back exit is larger than two seah. Eino oser. Then he doesn't answer it, meaning that whether or not the nachri prefers his back exit. Is dependent on how, if it leads into a karpaf, is how large the karpaf is. If it's just base sasayim, so he's not so happy with that. He actually needs more space. Rashi says, "Im hayalo pesach lekarpaf base sasayim." Lekarpaf. So im hayalo pesach lekarpaf base sasayim upesach lemavoy adayin oser al bnei mavoy. Why? Davir de Karpaf lo nafish. Because the extra space of this Karpaf, it's not so big. Beis Sasayim is not so big. And he would say, okay, I'd rather be with the Mavoy. Aval im yoser mi Beis Sasayim. But if this Karpaf is quite large, more than Beis Sasayim, so nafish avira ubahi nichale ve'eno oser. Only in that situation do we say that the guy is happy. And he prefers his back exit than the Mavoy exit if it's quite a large space, larger than base of Siam. However, that's specifically by a Jew, right? Because we would want to see how to apply... by a Nachri. But we want to see how would we apply this halacha to a Jew. Let's say you have a Jew who's a member of the Mavoy, maybe, but he has a back exit. We've actually discussed this case a little bit before, back in maybe Nun Tes, somewhere around there. So at what point... do we say his back exit excludes him from being one of the Bnei Mavoi? At what point? So it's a different standard than for a guy. The Gemara says, "The Yisrael beis sasayim eino oser, yosem beis sasayim oser." So actually, a Jew prefers that it would be beis sasayim, and he would and if it's more than beis sasayim. He would not prefer that. Why not? Because of Hilchos Shabbos. Rashi says over here, Yisrael sheyesh lo pesach lekarpaf, a Jew that has the opening, has an opening to the karpaf, so pesach lemavoy, and he also has that, v'shachach v'lo erev, and he didn't make an erev b'mavoy, so now we want to know, can everyone else use the mavoy or not? Is he considered one of the b'nei mavoy? So im karpaf, I mean, again, I'm in Rashi, in the third line in Rashi as well, im karpaf beis sasayim hu, if the karpaf is beis sasayim hu, is beis sasayim, sheroy l'shtamish bo, that you're able to use it, eino oser al b'nei mavoy. Then we assume he prefers this space and he's not considered one of the Bnei Mavoi and he's not going to answer it. V'yafal gav de l'gabe nachri chashiv zutra. even though for a guy it was the opposite. We said for a guy he needs more space than Beis Hasayim, but for a Jew it's different. Lagabe Yisrael nafish to hab Shabbos leka hotzas masuos yisairin, because the Jew on Shabbos doesn't. We're talking about on Shabbos. He doesn't need a lot of space. He doesn't have big packages and wagons and camels and things like that on Shabbos. He doesn't need so much. He doesn't need so much big space. V'sagi b'hachi. This is enough for him. V'nafish avira mimavoy. Aval yoser mi beis hasayim. But if it's more than beis hasayim, de karmelis hu. We know that the chumrah of a karpath is that it's a fenced in area. We're going to spend the rest of the amud discussing this prat. That it's a fenced in area that would be a rishus hayachid, but if it's more than beis hasayim and it's not hukuf ladira, remember, is designated for living purposes, residential purposes, so it's considered a karmelis and you can't carry in it. So once you make that karpath more than beis hasayim, the Jew says, I hate that. I can't use that on Shabbos. So he would say, once it's more than Beis Hasayim, I much prefer the exit that goes into the Mavoy than the exit that goes into this massive Karpath. So, Kegon de lo hukav ladira, kevon de asher le lishtemushe, lo nichale bei v'osra b'nei Mavoy, then he's going to be considered one of the b'nei Mavoy and asher it. So we see the opposite standards of a Jew and a non-Jew when it comes to this, that a non-Jew prefers a much larger than Beis Hasayim space in order for him to say, I prefer this exit. If it's too small, okay, he doesn't need it. But a Jew says, no, I need it smaller. I don't need it big because I don't need to carry big things on Shabbos. And in fact, I dafka don't want it to be big because then it becomes a karmelis that I can't carry in the din of a karpath. Okay. Oh, so Yosef and Beis Hasayim. Rav Bar Chaklai asks from Rav Huna, Pasuach l'karpaf mahu. This is the same question we saw before. If it's open to a karpaf, what's the halacha? Amar le, Hari Amru Beis Hasayim Oser, Yosner Beis Hasayim Eino Oser. So he paskins, well, right before we just answered, it's fine, but now we're clarifying. Based on Rav and Rav Yossi's clarification, well, it depends. If it's Yosner Beis Hasayim, it doesn't answer it. Beis Hasayim Oser. Yosef mi Beis Hasayim Eino Oser. Okay, great. And now that we spoke about a karpath, now we're going to discuss just the background of this concept of a karpath, what it really is, midiraisa, midirabban, and how we treat it, and some of the inconsistencies in its status. Amar Ula Amar Biyochanan, Karpaf Yosner Beis Hasayim, Shelo Hukuf Ladira. So, Ula said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. If you have a Karpaf that's more than 2,000 Seya, than 2 Seya, and it's not Hukuf Ladira, right? So it wasn't surrounded for residential purposes, meaning it's a fenced in area. Vafilu Kor, Vafilu Kurayin. Even if it's a Kor is 30 Seya, and Vafilu Kurayin, even if it's 60 Seya, much more than Sasayim. Hazorik lesocho chayiv. Somebody who throws into it from Rosh Hashanah is chayiv. Why would that be? What do you think? So yes, it's perfect. Right? It's because it's fenced in area. Midiraisa, that's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You can tell me all you want that it's a karmelis, but that's a rabbinic that's a derabbanan principle chumrah that's attached to it, that it's that we're not allowed to carry in it because it's a very very large Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and we're concerned you might like this large non-residential Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That looks a lot like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the Rabbanan made an Isser and said, we call this a Karpaf, this is a Karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry in it. But that's not going to change its Derabbanan, its Deraisa status as a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So if you throw from a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into this Karpaf, this right, then you're Chayiv. Okay, perfect. Vafilu Kor, Vafilu Kurayim, Hazur Kosocho Chayiv, my Taima, Mechitzahi. Because it's a mechit, it has walls. It's a fenced in area. So the thing is, okay, it's lacking diurin, it's lacking residence, and this built-in residential quality, and therefore we don't let you carry in it. But that doesn't make it no longer Rishus HaYachid Midi HaRaisa, so of course you're chayiv. However, it's not so simple. We're going to challenge this with the following teaching. Lose you for a second. So that's the status of a karvav mechitza hiyadish mechusars diurin. Okay, so now here's the challenge. We have a brisa that says as follows: Mosiv Rav Huna Bar Chinana Sela Shabayam Gavoa Sora Verochav Arba in Metaltlin. If you have a sela, you have a rock that is in the sea. It's sticking out of the sea, and it's 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 tefachim wide. When you hear 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, what are you thinking? Right, and it's because of goad asik, we assume that the edges of it go up, and it's like a fenced in area. This is the Rishus HaYachid, and ain metaltelin. So you're not allowed to ain metaltelin lo mitocho layam velo min hayam lesocho. You're not allowed to transfer from this rock into the sea or the sea into the rock. Right, because it's a Rishus HaYachid, and that's a karmelis. You can't transfer from Rishus HaYachid into a karmelis, and vice versa. Pachos mikan, however, if it's less than this, meaning it's less than 10 tefachim, says Rashi, she'ena gavoa sara karmelis, hikayamu tatsun mizel azeh, tok dal amos. So you're allowed to carry within it, just within 4 amos, right, because this is now, Metaltalin, you are allowed to do that transfer because it's this over here is a Makom Patur. So you're allowed to transfer this Makom Patur into the Karmelis and vice versa. Ad kama, until how big? Ad base sasayim. We're gonna try to figure out what that means. Is it gonna be machlokus or not machlokus? But we're gonna try to clarify what it means. Until how much? But Rashi says over here, until how wide? How wide must it be? Until what point does the halacha change? Ad base sasayim. Until it's base sasayim. However, if it's more than base sasayim, it would seem that something wouldn't apply anymore. So now the Gemara asks, hey. What is that going on? That last clause of ad kama ad beis asayim. Ilema asefa. If you're going to say it's going on the seifa, right? The seifa was the case where it's less than 9 tefachim high, and it's at least 4 tefachim wide, and it's less than 9 tefachim high. So we say that you're not allowed to transfer from the sea to this. So now we say. And if you tell me, but I'm only allowed to transfer until if the rock is up to base asayim, but more than base asayim, I can't. Why not? Right. So if it's even a seifa, base asayim tvei lo, v'ha mekarmelis lekarmelis kometalto. What's the problem with that? If the rock is very wide, let's say it's even more than base asayim. Why can't I transfer from the rock into the sea? This is a karmelis. That's a karmelis, right? Meaning it's a Rishus HaYachid that's more than based Sayim, so we have a din of a karpach. But it's a karmelis, and I'm transferring to karmelis. So if it's going on the seifa, it doesn't make sense to say this is not. If it's less than 9 tefachim, you're only allowed to transfer it if it's based Sayim or less. That's not true. So Ella Lava Resha, isn't it talking about the Resha? Now, what's the Resha again? The Resha is where we have 10 Tfachim high, 4 Tfachim wide, so it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And we say, you are not allowed to transfer from here to there and there to here. Because it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Karmelis. V'hachi Kamar, and this is what it's saying. Sela Shabayam Gavoa Asara V'rocha Avdalid Ein Metaltelin Lo Misocho Yam V'lo Min Hayam L'socho V'ad Kama. And until how much does that apply? Ad beis asayim. That's only until beis asayim. Hayoser me beis asayim. But if the rock is more than beis asayim, metaltelin, you are allowed to transfer. Right, so that's the implication. If you would say that this qualifier of until how much, until base of sign, is referring to the resha, so that means that it's not a chumra, but there's a kula that comes out of this. There's that, even though it's a reshus hayachid, right, it's 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide, and you're not allowed to transfer from that to the sea and vice versa. But if it was so wide that it was Yosem Beis Asayim, you are allowed to transfer. That's the implication. And if we say that, so Alma Karmelis he. So we see that the Rishus HaYachid turned into a real Karmelis, which is not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Right? To Rabbi Yochanan. And that's a rejection to Rabbi Yochanan. Because what Rabbi Yochanan said is that, he says, when we say that a Rishus HaYachid extended, that Yosem HaBeis HaSayim, we say you're not allowed to carry in that, he says, we're playing pretend. It's make-believe. It's not really a Karmelis. It's not really a Rishus HaRabim. We just treat it like that. However, it's really still Min Deraisa, Rishus HaYachid. It's walled, it's fenced in, and therefore, if you throw into it, you're Chayiv. We said it's not really a. We said it's not really a Karmelis. It's really Rosh Hashanah. However, they have a chumrah of a Karmelis. But according to this, that's not true. The way we just understood the Gemara, we said it can't possibly be this qualifier's on the Seifa. It must be on the Reisha. If it's on a Reisha, it's a Kula telling me that I only can't transfer from the Yam to the Rock and vice versa, Tentacha Rock, vice versa, if it's up until Beis Asayim. If it's more than Beis Asayim, we really turned it into a real Karmelis, and you are allowed to transfer. That's a refutation to Rav Yochanan's understanding of the principle of a Karpach and the Karmelis. So the Gemara is going to have two responses to this. And we'll stop at the two dots, like a few lines to the bottom. Amar Rava, man delo yoda terutze masnaisa, tiyufta. Somebody who doesn't know how to answer brisos is going to bring a refutation. Masnaisa, tiyufta, demosiv le, the Rabbi Yochanan. Someone who doesn't know how to answer brisos for his life is going to refute Rabbi Yochanan? No way. Bad shot, bad challenge. Liolam Aresha. Really, as you said, you're right. It's not on the Sefer. It's on the Resha. V'hachi kamar. But this is how you're supposed to understand it, as follows. Ha-bisoch, so the teaching of the Resha, let's replay the Resha again. If the rock is 10 tvachim tall, 4 tvachim wide, it's a Rishus HaYachid, and we say you're not allowed to transfer from that into the sea, which is a Karmelis, and vice versa. Ha-bisocho, Metaltalin. However, on the rock itself, that's considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you're allowed to be Metaltel, right? That makes sense. And now the Ve'ad Kama, but until how wide are you allowed to carry in the rock itself? How long does the rock retain its Rosh Hashanah Yachid status? Ah, that's Ad Beis Asayim. That's only till Beis Asayim. However, if it's Yasra Beis Asayim, then it loses its Rosh Hashanah Yachid status regarding the permissibility of carrying, right? Meaning the problem was that this seemed to present a kula because the ratio was a chumra dikadin. It was a chumra. The ratio was you're not allowed to transfer, and then we say but only up until Beis Asayim. So it sounds like that qualifier comes to teach a kula. But what Rava brilliantly did here is he inserted his own kula in the teaching. He said the Braisa teaches a chumra, and the kula is you're allowed to carry within Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and then the qualifier comes to qualify that kula that Rava imposed on the Braisa. Okay. So that is one way to deal with it, and that the problem is resolved, and then we have one more approach. Rav Ashi Amar Liolama Resha, also, he's not going too far off. He says also, yes, it's going on the Resha, this qualifier of until how wide? Up until Beis Asayim. So that's also on the Resha. But it's Hein Amru Vehein Amru. They said and they said. It's meaning it's the same opinion and the same Chachamim that made one Chumrah and another Chumrah, and there's going to be a contradiction and something's going to have to bend. So it's Hein Amru Vehein Amru. Hein Amru, first of all, they said, Karpav Yasim Beis Asayim, Shalahukav Ladira, Ein Metaltalin Bo, Ela B'dalad Amos. First of all, they said, they made a din that a Karpav that's Yasim Beis Asayim, that's not Hukav Ladira, you're not allowed to carry within it except for four amos. It's like a, meaning it's, the carrying is like a rishus rabbim. V'hein amru, and they also said another din, ein metaltin rishus yachid the karmelis. They're not allowed to transfer from rishus yachid to a karmelis. That was also a din derabanan that they made. So beis sasayim deshari, letaltale bekule. Now, if it's beis sasayim and you're allowed to carry throughout the whole thing, asir rabanan letaltale, lo min hayam lesocho velo min socho layam. The rabanan made a din that you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to transfer into this rishus hayachid from the yam and vice versa. My taima, what's the reason for that? Rishus hayachid gemurahi, because it's a rishus hayachid. It's a rishus hayachid, and they didn't want you to confuse, right? They don't want you to transfer from a yam into a rishus hayachid and vice versa, because people might get confused and think that the karmelis is something you can carry. Yasser mebeis sasayim, but if it's more than beis sasayim, da aser letaltale bekule, where you're not allowed to carry in a beis sasayim, if it's more than beis sasayim, because of the rabbanan, sharu rabbanan letaltale metocho liyam umyan liyam letocho. But nevertheless, the rabbanan allowed you to transfer from a rishus hayachid, that is yasser mebeis sasayim, they allow you to transfer into the yam and vice versa. My time, why? Dilma amri rishus hayachid gemurahi. The rabbanan were afraid that if they said you can't transfer from this giant, right? This yasser mebeis sasayim, rishus hayachid, this karpach, you're not allowed to transfer from that into the yam. Then people might think, oh no, it's a real rishus hayachid, and then they're actually going to apply other dinim of rishus hayachid there and let you carry it. So basically, the rabbanan are stuck in a situation where if they don't allow you over here, then you're gonna wind up ignoring their other din about not carrying in a karpach. So now the obvious question: umayshna tocho? So umayshna? So what's the difference? Meaning something had to give. They had to bend on one of their gzeros, otherwise you would lose the whole thing. So why did they choose this din over that din? Why didn't they just let you carry, let's say, in a karpath yosem ebes asayim and not let you transfer from it? So why did they pick this and not that? Because tocho shchiach, mitocho layam, umin hayam lesocho lo shchiach. Because they felt that this was a more common thing to happen. It was more common for people to carry on this rock than to transfer from the rock into the sea and vice versa. So because they felt that that was a more common use, so they applied their gzera over there and were willing to bend a little bit regarding the gzera of transferring from the rock into the karmelis. Okay, we'll call here. Again, I'm sorry for the...